Did not have a pleasant pay-per-view at RAWF, and I'll get into that in due time. But I do think my the host of this show is here, at least for the time being, because I know he's got other duties that he has to do today.
Yes, you are right, Ozzy B-Man. I have, in my good graces, decided to be able to make it very briefly. I had to call. I'm outside at the moment. It's a very busy happening stance, you know.
Oh,
I had
yeah,
a great pay-per-view.
Well, oh, I bet you did. I don't even remember majority of my pay-per-view, but like I said, I will get into that in due time.
Oh, I'm sure you will. I know I earned a slave and a belt polisher. And if someone can please give Crushing Kelly a dictionary to learn polishing means to make it shine or a luster, and rubbing shit on my title is doing neither. So can you please just use the sandpaper? I'm okay with that.
Oh, yes, well, you...
So hard to find good help these days, Ozzy B-Man.
Yes, I know. It's really hard to find good help these days. And I think I'm going to have to fucking be getting myself a bodyguard sometime soon to give me some help because I got fucking jumped! And I'm not happy. For those of you that sincerely thought that that was me in that ring with Lord Amadeus in that fucking ridiculous mask and deciding that I would get myself counted out when there was so much on the line, you people are sadly mistaken.
Thanks. So wait, you're saying the guy under the mask was not yourself?
God, no.
Who jumped you, man?
All I can remember is I got hit from behind, and before blacking out, all I could see was a black vest. So whoever it was wearing a black vest, and it looked like I don't know, it looked like it had a bikie symbol on it, but I have no idea. I have pissed off a fair few bikies this week. So, only time can tell. I'm not surprised I got jumped, though, with how much was on the line. I mean, not only was me having to play that fucking ridiculous song over and over again every time I was co-hosting
Lord,
the show on the line.
Was
on the line, but my wrestling career was on the line as well. So, of course, Shell Kneebreaker decides that she's going to put a nice little bounty on my head and put $5 up for each person that fan supported. Now, I would not be surprised if someone didn't take that $5 and just use it as a bounty to take me out of the match altogether.
Hell, she may have paid them 10.
But when I find out who that person is, you, my friend, are in for a world of hurt and massive, massive pain. Because I will not be allowed myself to be made a fool of like that, and I will not have someone parade around as me and lose to someone the likes of Amadeus.
Yeah, not only do they jump you, man, and, like, incapacitate you, they have someone wear a mask and pretend to be you in the ring, and then halfway through the match just walks away. The nerve.
Yep.
Fuck,
So, Amadeus, I know you're listening. I know that
hope
you're
he calls
here
in,
somewhere.
Man.
I know you're here somewhere, but that match is null and void. And when I'm recovered from the frigging assault that was done on me, you and me will be having that rematch, and I will be the one walking out of there the victor. I can promise you that. Now, as for your new slave, I'm actually very impressed. You've got her the whole dress up and everything. It's very
appealing. Yeah, she's wearing a Princess Leia outfit. It just seemed fitting.
Indeed. And
the first person to call me Jabba the Hutt will get branded.
Yes, well, I doubt she's going to call you that, but I think you might be able to do things to her that her husband hasn't been able to do for her since, well, their whole wedding night. But
whole wedding night? You mean the whole relationship? Her toes
God.
Curl in such a way that is tantalizing to the eyes. But as per my agreement with a good friend, B-Man, I apologize. I must suffer you through this until you speak with him. Please forgive me.
Amadeus style. LA style. They call me Lord Amadeus. I am your jukebox hero. I'm not some upstart jobber or your everyday zero. As handsome as Pitt and as tough as De Niro. Try to block job me and I'll kick your rear. Love my golden hair. All the ladies are jealous of my golden hair. I love to run a brush through all my golden hair. You people wish you all had my golden hair. I said golden hair. I'm a weapon of mass destruction. You don't know, oh, you will know. I destroy those who stand before me. Now you know, so let's go. So all you bitches and you jobbers can kowtow. Amadeus style.
Okay, I'm going to stop that there because, like I said, I didn't lose that damn match. So the mere fact that I played a minute of that song is painful enough. I actually even think that the Asian guy that fucking did the original fucking song to that is still trying to sue Amadeus for gimmick infringement. But speaking of gimmick infringement, let's get to this topic because this has pissed me off, and I've actually got onto their friggin' show and said this because it was my show to start off with, okay? After Hours was mine. I did it at the correct fucking time. It was always done at midnight and after, because that's always After Hours. And these two people, they take my show and they put it into the prime time slot of 10 p.m.? Really?
They really did, man. 10 p.m. After Hours.
Well, it might be 10 p.m. might be After Hours for you old-timers, but for those of us that still have life and virility in us, After Hours is, has been, and always will be after midnight.
Well, after the show, I heard he goes off with his harem, so, you know, midnight, it just doesn't work for him.
Yes, I know. I find it funny, you know, that Amadeus has his harem, Shelley Kneebreaker has her stud muffins. And it just sounds like a bad porno movie being done. Like
Amadeus style, right? You know what I'm saying?
Like a long blonde-haired dude with a bunch of other blondes in his harem. You can't really tell
who's
who.
Hey, well, Kanki's technically a Gingy. You know, she has no soul. She's a soulless wanderer.
Yes, and speaking of the soulless one, she is actually here on the call.
Oh, hold up.
So,
I before you bring her on, you must let me play something.
Okay.
There it is.
Do you want to get high?
Yeah, I missed that. Thank you.
You're
awesome.
Welcome. I figured it was fitting.
Yeah, I am.
So, thank you, thank you.
What?
I hear you and your son have had some angry words since I defeated him at Unyielding.
Yeah, he's been quite a
what
bit
is the scoop?
Dickish to me. I don't know, man. I gave him a few pointers. I guess they didn't work, so I guess he's pissed off at his mother. But if he gets any mouthier, he's getting a super kick to the chops.
Well, I hear you there. I must say, thank you for those tidbits as well. Those foot stomps were lovely. I counted each one for you.
Oh, I know.
Do you know what I find most funny? Is
what?
The fact that 187, Mr. 187 himself, said, pay me 2 million coins and I'll be the first one at the radio show and I'll come on air. Motherfucker, I would not pay you 2 coins to friggin' come on the radio due to the fact that I actually feel like you've lost a step.
I'd pay five wrestling bucks, B-Man. I would pay five wrestling bucks.
Oh, no. Well, apparently that's Shell Kneebreaker's going rate. Five wrestling bucks, but hey.
I know, right? Hitting that back home.
But it's just, I find it funny that the man says, you know, pay me 2 million coins. He must be getting desperate and must be realizing that maybe his wife, he's becoming the new Teddy the Rev Callahan, ladies and gentlemen, because he's starting to realize that he's not really the one with the talent and he's not the one that people really want. It's actually his wife that people want.
Yeah, Starlight, Mistress Doom. I see the correlation. I've never thought of it before like that, B-Man. You've opened my eyes.
Hmm.
So yes, Teddy is inferior to Starlight just as much as... Who's, she dating again? The next person?
Move out the way when I pass through.
I got
head to the front and the back of you.
I got
the world in my hands, you can have it too.
I got two middle fingers and they pointed at you.
Move out the way when I'm passing through.
I got.
You know, when that music
I almost thought the Misfits were here for a second.
Yeah, normally when that music gets played, it means that there's one man that's here.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
I thought he would have been here, but apparently not. Apparently we're all just getting teased at the moment.
I think that was just the ghost of Blog Talk wanting to be... ironic, yes. We're talking about the Misfits and
the
music
plays. I think that was 187 trying to intimidate me, but the fact is 187...
No, it was the ghost of 187's career haunting you.
Like,
that's what it was, B-Man.
It's 187 trying to haunt me, and fact is, dude, you're like the Undertaker. You're not exactly scary anymore. You're a fragile, broken down old man that like only comes around once a year. So it's just, and that's not including your sex life. But anyways,
never mind.
I personally don't care what they do and when they do it, as long as they both enjoy it.
Yes, I know. I'm still waiting on this supposed porno that they did, like, you know, one night in MD's kitchen.
It was a joke. I don't think MD would ever do that. 187, now, he has no shame. Mr. Stu, well, she's a badass, but I just don't find it likely.
Yes, no. Mistress Doom is a badass, but she is a true lady at heart. I don't think she...
She is. I will. I always respect Mistress Doom.
Yes, I don't... I don't know. She might come off as this, like, harlot and whatever, but real fact, she's actually a soft little pussycat and just... Yeah.
What's new, pussycat? No, she actually... No, she's you're wrong. She's not a pussycat. She is a tiger. She's a lioness. She's a hunter.
Oh.
She only needs to show aggression when she has to.
Are you looking to add a new person to your slave list? Is that what we're going with?
No. I don't. I would let her dom me, okay? If we're being frank among gentlemen, I would be, you know, wearing a collar and she can leash me up anywhere. I have to be purely frank, but it's not going to happen. You know, it's a nightmare in my head.
You know who I would love to have on this show? Just one time. Just one. Because you know what? It would get ratings because me doing an interview with this person, you guys know I don't hold back punches, and I know this fucking woman would not either. I want, for one night only, to see the return of the Destroyer.
Oh, that would be lovely.
I
bring Destroyer on air.
I want the return of one night only from the Destroyer on the airways. Because let's all face facts, okay? This might sound like me whipping a dead horse here, because let's face fact, that prick hasn't been around in fucking ages.
Are you making a stallion joke? Is a stallion joke incoming?
No. It's not a stallion joke. It's a stallion fact. okay? And this is a fact that's been well known throughout Unstoppable, throughout the ages. The fact that when it came to radio, he was not the talent behind the show. People were waiting for him to shut the fuck up and take a breath for 2 seconds just so Destroyer could actually talk and rip the fuck out of somebody. And when that happened, it was beautiful. I will be perfectly honest in saying Destroyer was actually one of the people that I thought, fuck yes, this is someone I want to, like, get my instigation behind. Because
I love when she calls someone a tart.
Yeah, she knew how to cut a bitch. Like,
I loved her.
She knew how to cut a bitch down, and that's what I loved about Destroyer. But then that annoying voice came on, and it just annoyed the absolute fuck out of me. It was like
I know. Didn't you have a trash talk battle with him?
I did, and like
I
know
there.
People were saying, I know people were saying I got owned, but it's like, dude, really? Like I couldn't get a word in edgewise because this guy, like. I swear, like, he has a built-in oxygen tank. That's why this dude never fucking breathes. It's like...
He also has, kind of like a Stephen Hawking kind of brain computer going on. He just keeps spouting shit. But nobody. Seriously, I was there. You kind of got served.
Oh, you kind of got served.
Because he just literally used one-liner.
All right,
it was literally one-liner after one-liner after one-liner. And
boy.
You literally trying to... You were coming with facts, but not presenting them in an articulate way, and he was just trouncing over you with one-liner after one-liner after one-liner. Beating you down with shit, man. Law of averages.
Speaking of Mr. 187, he is here. He's in the chat. Excuse me,
well,
Michael, beat the shit out of my son.
Hold on. Wow, my fucking chat must be really fucked up then, because I don't say 187 at all.
Yeah.
On my chat here, I've got the two Back to Basics people, I've got two guests, and I've got Crushing Kelly and you, Tank, so...
Oh, he's here.
Now I see Mr. 187 underneath Lord Amadeus in between Shell Kneebreaker. Kind of fitting, right?
Yes, indeed. But, Getting back on track here, yes, RAWF, I will have to give them credit where credit is due. You guys actually did an awesome pay-per-view. There were amazing matches. One in case...
Can I point something out?
What?
My opponent, Jonathan Naylor, lost his solo match. But his wife, his sister, and his mother... all won their solo matches. The only match he won was the tag match with him and his sister. Is that funny? I think it is.
So basically you're trying to say that Jonathan's the no-talent black sheep of the family. Is that what we're getting at?
I'm just saying he let his wife and his sister down, and then by proxy his mommy. So that's what I'm getting at.
Hold on a sec. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you said that his wife and his sister are the same person. So, like, what the hell?
No, they were different people. There was a comma. Comma. Mm. Not a coma, a comma.
Okay. All right, that's where I got confused, because, like, you played the whole incest song and everything, so that's why I just... Okay, well, hang on. So does that
mean...
Well,
his wife was on sabbatical or whatever she was doing, so she was not around. So I obviously, brother and sister cuddling, and I had to, make my... I made my jokes... The time for jokes are over.
Mr. 187 is on his way in.
Oh, excellent. Can't wait for that.
Should we Lady B-Man because he runs like a bitch?
Just 187, just remember, you put the walker in front of you, then you walk. Put the walker in front of you, then you walk. Okay, just clarifying.
And you also, to use a rotary telephone, you just, yes, it takes some time, but you'll get it.
Yeah, if you use one of those old fucking rotator fucking phones.
Yeah, rotary phone, man.
Oh, shit.
I kind of feel dated that I made that joke.
Yeah, I know. It's all right. We, I'm sure we've got like a few old timers that actually just came into the chat just now and go, oh yes, something we know about. But okay. But here's the thing. How long do you have her as a slave for? Because
till Sunday night after WrestleMania.
So you've only got her for 3 nights pretty much.
Yeah, but I've already had fun. Me and Outlaw Wednesday night had to brand her.
Don't go there.
I won't go there further.
It got
pretty fucking nasty.
Fitting, I am waking up.
B-Man, what are you doing?
Do you mean, like, what am I doing by waking up the dragon, or what? I don't know.
Why are you making fun of Amadeus beating you?
Like I said, I'm not making fun of Amadeus beating me, because the fact is that it wasn't
me that
got beat.
Well, you see, you're lucky, B-Man, because you should have came to me, and I could have settled this whole thing for you.
And how would you have done that, Judge?
Because I'm the judge, and what I say goes. And therefore, your match is null and void.
Yes, well, like I said, I got jumped by somebody.
Nice.
I don't know who, and when I find out who it is, they're not going to be walking in one piece. But Shell put a nice little bounty on my head, and someone took that shit fucking literally and attacked me from behind and then tried to...
Oh, wait, you said Shell put a bounty on your head?
Well, Shell put the fight. She put the five wrestler bucks for everyone that fan supported Amadeus. So I think someone took that a little bit too literally and just took me out of the match.
Oh, so you got beat fair and square? Okay, just wanted to clear this up. Yes, you lost.
No, I didn't lose. Someone hit me from behind and then decided to put on a nice little fucking mask and go out as me. So I don't know who did it, but like I said, I'll find out. And it's not going to be pretty.
So you lost.
The fake me lost, yes. Because
yes,
that
the
person...
fake
you lost,
man.
Period.
Tank, don't you bloody start.
Bloody start. That's a period reference there, by the way, just in case anybody missed it.
I wasn't going there, but okay.
You went there, bloody start.
Yeah. Anyways, so I hear that your buddy 187 is going to make a call in here very shortly.
Oh, is he?
Oh, apparently.
That's what we hear.
Cool.
So I don't think he very much liked what I said about him being the no talent behind him and his wife. But other than that...
Bless him.
But, Judge, speaking of RAWF, how did your pay-per-view match go?
I was unable to make it to the matches this week because of prior injuries. So I had somebody...
Right. I'm going to get medieval on your ass.
I don't know what happened to my matches this week. All I know is I was unable to make them. So therefore, I don't know what happened. I had to go meet my husband in Pakistan. Yes, my husband and I went to Pakistan. We went to Pakistan, yes.
Wow.
That is impressive.
We brought back baby camel sperm for everyone.
Oh God! Is that a new sample that you're doing for spermicide or something? Like, what the hell?
Yes, it's our new spring collection.
spring floral scents for your bodies and stuff, yes.
Your things just keep getting more and more fucked up, Judge. I'm just throwing it out there.
And you keep buying them.
Oh, no, I don't. Like I said, I don't buy that stuff. But anyways.
B-Man's like a scratch and sniff for anything Judgment Spermicide produces.
Like I said, I'm...
You tell him! You tell him I'm coming! Tell him I'm fucking coming!
He's coming! He's coming. That was 1-8-7-10.
If I sound a little incoherent, like I said, I'm sorry to everybody. But like I said, I got severely fucked up backstage, and yeah, I'm not in the best mind frame right now. So I'm.
Now, see, my question is: you claim it's Shell that put a bounty on you. How do you know it's not Lord Amadeus who put a bounty on you? On top of what already Shell was doing with Wrestling Bucks for fan support. How do you know it's not Lord Amadeus? Why would he have to hide behind his wife's shenanigans? Wouldn't he have his own shenanigans?
More than likely, I don't know. Maybe he was really
scared. He's a devious lord. He has this, you know, right by rule or some kind of mental disability.
I wouldn't be surprised. He has to cling on to that last glamour of fame that he's got with Amadeus style. So, it would make sense.
Whoa, but okay, alright.
There's not many groups I know that would take bounties for people. There's only one group I know of that I have pissed off these past
lately.
Couple of weeks. And
shenanigans.
If I find out if it was one of them, then... Trust me, I'm going to enjoy burning that clubhouse.
Okay, wait, B-Man, just to get this correct now, and you know I have a long history with the man that likes to bleach his hair all the time and it still doesn't look any younger, but you actually lost the match, correct?
I did not lose the match, like I said.
But
I
the
got
person a... that was pretending to be you lost the match,
yes,
correct? So Amadeus won. Okay, so on that note...
We already played this earlier.
Amadeus style. LA style. They call me Lord Amadeus. I am your jukebox hero. I'm not some upstart jobber or your everyday zero. As handsome as Pitt and as tough as De Niro. Try to block job me and I'll kick your rear. Love my golden hair. All the ladies are jealous of my golden hair. I love to run a brush through all my golden hair. You people wish you all had my golden hair. I said golden hair.
Oh, wow.
Hair. I'm a weapon of mass destruction. You don't know, oh, you will know. I destroy those who stand before me. Now you know. So let's go. So all you bitches and you jobbers can go toe. Amadeus style. I must have seen a thousand scenes, been tempted by a million schemes. These stupid nudes won't take the heed, bitching onto the feed. Now did you read the news today? They say the mods are on their way. The scammers are all uptight, whining into the night. There's too many men playing too many divas, making too many problems, and too much crap to go round. Can't you see this is the app of confusion? This is the app we're given, and titles are why we're driven.
pin them and they'll start crying. Scammers cannot be forgiven.
Shut up, bitch!
Yep, sorry, no. Okay, I'm contract, like, because of my fake fucking losing, I'm contractually obligated to play fucking Amadeus style till this fucking
wow,
shit gets...
Wow, what happened there?
Well, I fucking shut that shit down. Hell no, I'm not, no. I'm contractually
They sent it
obligated.
Into the studio. I don't know what happened. Count?
Yes, what are you talking about, Judgment?
I don't, what's Beeman going all off about? I mean, we were sitting here doing our show, and next thing I know, he tells us, shut up, bitch, and he just starts ranting on some reason.
Yeah, man, like, Amadeus came in with a lovely new song that was only played twice before.
Yeah, I mean, we were sitting here, and Austin, Beeman, are you okay?
No, but...
You're
paranoid. You keep looking behind you like something's going to jump you or something. Just, I don't understand, B-Man. Come on. I change you better than this.
Well,
he did have a traumatic experience Sunday night. Someone jumped him, and a roar of the crowd was not all he heard that night.
Well, I mean, B-Man, you got me in count here. We're not going to let nobody come in here and jump you. Seriously.
As a former tag partner, I would defend my co-host of radio.
And as a former coach of this guy, I would defend him too. Yeah, I would stand behind B-Man.
I'm sure you would. I'm sure you would, Judgment.
Yeah, I mean, B-Man, so you got me in count. You have nothing to worry about. So go ahead and go on with your show, Sean. I mean, B-Man.
Ouch, that was low, Judgment. I mean, like, on a scale, you were on the bottom rung of the ladder. That was lovely. I appreciate your input.
Well, he sounds kind of like that Sean guy. What's his name? The Sean that has his podcast we went on last week.
Oh,
oh
hell
yeah.
No. Hang on.
Honestly, he doesn't sound that bad.
What's his last name?
I have no idea what his last name is.
I'm not going to be compared to that fucking dude. Are you kidding me? Like,
well, see, what I like about it, B-Man, I kind of actually wish you had been there because it was myself, D'Angelo, 187, Hollywood Rick Brutal, and a few others in there. And come to find out, he just totally jumped us in the chat. We was going at him, and then he got mad at 187 for not defending him. But here's the thing, B-Man, if you listen to him carefully, he reminds you of... Zips. That's right. I said it. Zips.
For those of us that fucking can't even remember who the fuck Zips is, what the hell?
Can you explain?
You know who Zips is, B-Man. Come on. He's the guy that went to jail for kids.
Oh, yeah.
There you
big
go.
Big pun. That's
big
all right.
Big pun. And Red Possum Skinner, Zips.
Shit.
Yeah, he started, he got real, real hostile for a noob. Whenever we started calling him Zips, he sounds like Zips and pun. He got really verbal and really hostile toward us when we started saying that. So if you're a noob... And you didn't know who this person is, so you wouldn't have known who this character is that we're talking about, Punisher, Zips, then Bread Possum Skinner. So, yeah, so basically you outed yourself there, buddy. Congratulations.
Holy moly.
Who outed who?
Time. So, you mean to tell me that Sean, the same bloke I have, I've heard multiple radio shows with that keeps talking about, like, the wrestling and shit, Tank and all that. That's Big Pun.
No, not Sean that's with Tank. Not that one, the one that comes
on
radio.
No, it's not Sean with Tank. I know who you're trying to say, Mr. Judgment.
Sean, I don't even know his last name. He plays
McIntosh?
A girl. Yeah, Sean Mack. he plays the girl. He's actually quote unquote caught into this Velix. What's her name?
I have not a clue in a carload anymore.
Yeah, Vipress something. Yeah, Michelle Vipress, B-Man. No, not Sean. Heard the one that was doing the wrestle thing. No, not that one. The other one. He would call into different radio shows and say, nobody wants to come to his 20, 30-minute podcast, and no one wants to do this. And he got upset because he came in second place on Karaoke Night on Count Show. And, oh, he's just a pitiful thing.
He was a pitiful thing. I tell you what. I had fun with him. I was like, but come on, man. Don't be so down in the dumps. Grow a pair and suck it up.
Oh, shit. No. No. Oh, fuck no. No, that was not him. Oh, shit. I was talking to him on the fucking after show. Shit. I had no idea who the fuck that was. I'm like, who the fuck is this newbie prick that's fucking, like, getting all hostile? About
yes, who it is.
I laughed my ass off with that.
Hey, Ozzy B-Man, speaking about that song, are you prepared for next week to sing I Come From a Land Down Under?
Oh, hell yeah. That's our national anthem, man. Everyone's always prepared to sing that song.
Okay, well, I have a song just for you, Ozzy B-Man. I want you to know.
Oh, fuck you.
Count.
Yes?
Do we dare ask B-Man the question that we talked about the other night, or do we wait?
Go for it, Judgment.
No, I don't want to put you on the spot. Yeah, I do. I want to put B-Man on the spot, B-Man, because, B-Man, I want to say congratulations to you. Actually, I want to congratulate your manager.
Oh, I don't know. I don't like where you're going with this, but okay.
No, we as members of Blog Talk Radio and Back to Basics, we would like to say congratulations on you becoming a stand-up comedian.
You're a fucking asshole.
Which is amazing, because usually you sit down and slouch. So to be a stand-up comic, man, it's amazing.
For all the people out there, when can we have an exclusive B-Man's Manager's stand-up comic show that we can have right here live for all the people to enjoy?
You're a fucking prick.
He is a right fucking prick, I know.
I'm just asking, when can we, because we support you. And if I was able to fly tomorrow down there, I would come and be at your show, yes.
Like I said, okay, this is stuff I did not want to come in, like, want to come out on fucking air, dude. Okay, but, alright, this is B-Man's manager now. Fucking Judgment's just fucked up my whole character. Fuck you, Judge. Okay, yes, I am doing stand-up comedy. It will be happening, next week? Is it next week or 2 weeks' time? In 2 weeks' time, I'll be doing stand-up comedy. I will be recording it. I'll be posting it up probably the night after or... Yeah, the day after or whatever. But yeah, it's going to be, it'll be fun. It's been ages since I've been on the fucking stage, dude. It's been like 3 years since I've been on stage. So we'll have to wait and see. But anyways, back in the
camera. Well, good luck on that, because we want to congratulate you and wish you the best. We support you from here, so yeah.
J. Remy and G. Stman, Judgment, we all wish you best.
Yeah, we wish you the best. And if we could come, we'll be there. You can record us. Just whenever you're doing your comic routine, when you look out in the audience, just think of us sitting in the front row.
Naked, of course.
Of course, naked. Yeah, you got to do naked.
No, I don't want to think about you naked, Judge. Otherwise, like, friggin'... Well, I can picture, like, if you was that fucking 99-23 moment. That's it. Like, that's just
good. So, and B-Man, on behalf of myself and the person who actually gave me the on-air blowjob at the time, you're free to use that material in your comic show, yes.
Yeah.
And on that note, I think it's time for a song break.
Oh, God, yes, boys. You're right.
Hey. Yes, B-Man, I've been losing sleep, man. What's up?
When we return, Awesome Aussie B-Man will be back. So,
yes, we'll be right back.
Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard, said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Here at Keeping the Count. Fuck, everyone's just going haywire tonight. Jesus! Alright. Obviously, Awesome Aussie B-Man's back. Fuck you, Judgment, for bringing my manager into shit. I'm gonna fucking deal with you later.
I suggest torture.
Yeah.
Torture?
Really? Boomerang action will fucking happen. But we've actually got a new call-up. Now, I don't know, Count, does that person want to be brought on air, or...
Oh, yeah, I have a very special gift for you tonight, B-Man. Someone decided to grace us with their presence, and I want them to enjoy having fun with you. Everybody, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Strangleheart to Keeping the Count.
Hi, B-Man.
Yeah.
Hi, B-Man.
What do you want, you fucker?
Okay, well, let's get a couple things straight. I'm back with the Anzacs. Boondocks has returned. And I'm looking forward to being in Group 1 in a couple weeks. We've had a perfect record so far, which is obviously nothing surprising. And Ken Zargarth, I've whooped you the last couple of matches. What's going on, buddy?
Not much. Winning titles, gaining notice, pissing people off, you know, doing the same old, same old.
Oh, so you're doing everything a dirt nap would do for me.
Pardon?
You're doing everything a dirt nap would do for me.
Yes, I would do that for you. That's what
you
I'm doing.
You take a dirt nap? Or you take a nap in dirt?
Yeah, hey, sometimes it helps with the, you know, it's better than see a chiropractor. You just lay in that dirt, you get the rocks, the soil, and it's almost like a mud bath.
B-Man! Gotta say, Rebel Chase, yeah, the WU.
You think you chased me out of WU?
No, Rebel did, you twat.
What? I can't understand you when you're, like, choking on the mic, dude. Fuck.
Rebel did, B-Man.
Oh, Rebel drove you away, B-Man. I think that's what he's claiming.
Mate, the only thing that Rebel could drive me away from is from, like, going near a local sperm bank, because, like, 90% of that stuff is fucking his. So, like, that's how he's got so many fucking kids.
Wait, why would you go to a sperm bank, B-Man? Are you thirsty?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I ever went to a sperm bank, like, I've seriously been there. Like, I didn't believe it when I fucking heard it. Like, because people were going... If you literally go to the sperm bank, it says the Rebel Morrissey Sperm Bank. And I went there, I'm like, okay, well, I've got to check this out for myself. So I
went there. He probably had neon lights, the egomaniac.
And sure enough, it said Rebel Morrissey fucking Sperm Bank. I was like, oh, shit.
Remind us exactly how many matches have you had in the last 6 months?
In the last 6 months? Whew. I think I'm about 10 or 20.
Wow, you're about as active as Pete Downey.
Well, that's what happens when you've got Australians and their managers have jobs.
What do you guys, I thought you guys got like Swedish welfare, like how in Sweden everybody gets a check and you guys like get the same thing as them? Like, don't all Australians get a guaranteed income?
You know what the saddest part about all this is?
What's a guaranteed income?
You are a douchebag. That's right, a douchebag.
The funny fact about this is, I actually understand Icon more than I do Strangleheart. And Strangleheart speaks English.
Fuck off, I'm unreal.
I understood him better than anybody.
Quit chicken off a cat.
Fuck off, I'm unreal.
There's another person I want back on radio for one night only.
Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
Shit. Alright, let's get it back on track here. We're fucking losing it.
Man, what can you possibly know about WU if you've wrestled 20 matches in the last 6 months? Why are you doing
you
the
are
show?
A douchebag. That's right.
Finish him.
Okay. You want to know...
Why are you doing a radio show? You don't know anything.
Here's the thing.
What are you going out with?
Strangleheart, here's the thing. Okay, I might not know everything about Wu like you do, but here's the thing. When I do a radio show, I make things entertaining between the segments. Whereas
what's more entertaining than a lime in your beer?
Whereas with you, you've just come on, and within 5 minutes, you have absolutely bored the absolute fuck out of everybody. Like, you came straight in here and go, well, I'm glad that Boondix is back and we're back together.
Boondix, so he's going to be happy you said that.
Well, good. You can go fucking tell Boondix all I give a
he's
fuck.
He's much better than you. You can't even take a shit in his presence.
Cocksuckers!
Wait, and why would anybody want to take a shit in anybody else's presence? Are you into scat?
Be a fag all your life. I don't know. Whatever the fuck.
The jiggy jar jar do.
Dirty, dirty, dirty.
Yeah, okay. And here's the thing. And Strangleheart, it's funny because you say, I don't learn from anything, but here's what I've learned. In the 3 fucking years I've known you, 3 years I've been here in fucking Unstoppable, is that in those 3 years, you have not learned 4 simple words. Back off the mic.
Yeah, but I can't right now because I have a canister of liquid smoke beside it. So I can't move that canister, otherwise the aura of your awesomeness would just be gone.
Sweet mother of God. Okay, on that pleasant note, ladies and gentlemen, say goodnight to Strangleheart. Good night. Anyways, fuck.
Arrivederci.
I'm sorry. I just, no. So he wants to come on
air. I tried to listen.
Like, he wants to come on air, and he wants to...
He makes a valid point about you not being here and only wrestling 20 matches. But you've wrestled more than that. Me and you have alone wrestled 5 each other in the last month, so you've obviously wrestled more than 20 matches.
It's ridiculous, man. Like my wrestling ability is what stops me from fucking, like, knowing everything about Unstoppable. Oh, I'm sorry, motherfucker. I can't read. Like, and here's the thing. He hasn't learned in 5 years of fucking radio, dude. Like, don't, like, stop swallowing the fucking microphone. Like,
It's not even that. If he would use his indoor voice, like a good little boy, he wouldn't hurt anybody.
It's like,
you know how to use an indoor voice, Tanky?
I'm gonna be very blunt,
and I'm gonna be very honest here, okay? Strangleheart. You swallowing the microphone does not fucking disillude people into knowing that you are Canadian Enforcer. Okay? Everyone fucking knows it's you. Never mind.
I don't know that. I think that's purely conjecture. But at the same time, it would be hilarious. But who cares? We all have associates, and some are to a varying degree.
And then he fucking comes in here and he's like, oh, what? We're getting on top of the USL. It's like, so you want to talk about the most boring fucking thing in Unstoppable, USL.
Hey, USL is not that boring. It's sort of boring.
It's boring. The most boring thing in
WU is going to a Ricky Hot Rock scene.
Oh, I know. You should be honest though, Count. Like, even though you guys, like, absolutely buried the fuck out of Ricky Hot Rock, he still came in and shared the scene for Keeping the Count. So, I can't complain.
Well, I will say thank you, Ricky, for spamming my scene. I owe you nothing, but same time, thank you.
Okay. And for Shangle Bitch that, like, you know, is now going into a fucking, going onto the news feed and saying that he was booted off the show. No, I didn't boot you off the show. I muted you.
We're saying goodnight.
Yeah, I didn't boot you off the show. I muted you because you were hurting and offending a lot of our listeners' ears. And I don't know about you, but I actually like keeping my listeners.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
Our team! Awesome!
B-Man, B-Man. Now, B-Man, let me ask you again. Now, I came earlier and I had to save you from your little Amadeus trouble.
Yes.
Now I'm coming back because I went outside to use the phone call. I came back and now Strangleheart is past me pitching a fit because you hung up on him and you booted him from the B-Man. What are you doing to people tonight? Now, I understand you may be a little uptight that Amadeus. Did you see what I did there, Count?
Yeah, I hear what you said there, man.
You know what I said there? It kind of rhymed. What are you doing tonight? You little upset because you got booted, right? Okay, but see, now come on, B-Man. You got to do something. B-Man, you got to loosen up. Loosen up. It ain't good for you to be tense like this. You'll have a pinched nerve in that neck.
Yeah, constipation is not good, bud.
You'll have a pinched nerve in that neck, and when it comes to you having a pinched nerve, it'll be like you remarried to Paige because you'll be all just nervous and just hurting and all this other stuff.
Hey,
and I just don't
speaking
know
about remarrying Paige, I bought her this lovely little iStab iPod that you can play music while you stab people. And I put it in a dozen muffins, and, you know, we had a romantic time together.
I actually haven't seen that thing. Like, if you're a homicidal maniac, I think that's probably perfect for you, but fuck, okay.
Okay, B-Man, I'm getting a text message from Strangleheart. He says, what does he know about wrestling anyways?
Fucking a lot more than what fucking he does.
Which
like,
is?
Fuck, dude, I've been, like... Okay, no, I'm not going to go OOC, we're just going to keep this. I know a lot about wrestling, let's just keep it that way. I've been fucking wrestling.
Ladies and gentlemen of Keeping the Count Airwaves, I want you to assure yourself that B-Man, the awesome Aussie B-Man, is a man of 1,005 holds. He knows more moves than Chris Jericho. Ladies and gentlemen, he knows the European arm lock, the European uppercut. He knows chicken wings and chicken locks, and he knows hammer throws and hammer locks. It's all good throws. Of fashion that he knows. True.
I just don't know what to tell you, B-Man. I think you're actually getting a little mad there, buddy. I don't know what's going on. I'm kind of worried about you, B-Man. I think we might need to get you some help.
Like I said, I am pissed off, dude. I got fucking jumped, and like I said, I'm in a shitty mood. So I don't
but see, I don't, I can't
I
say anything about that.
I don't have time for fucking washed up has been like Strangleheart coming in and trying to get their 5 minutes of fame back and talking about fucking USL and talking about the fact that Boondocks, who's a washed up fucking Australian has been fucking coming back and trying to reclaim who he was. It's like, congratulations, you got your bum buddy back. What
the fuck can do? Well, bum buddy, that's true. But B, I'm actually thinking, as a misfit member, someone who takes care of people, who likes to help people, who never does anything wrong to people, I think that myself, and maybe my buddy down there, Brock Storm, I think we actually need to take you in and give you some one-on-one counseling, so, yeah.
Actually, Brock's another person that we need to get back on air. I haven't fucking heard Brock in ages, but anyway.
Ages, indeed.
Yeah,
like,
so.
I think the last time I heard Brock Storm on the airwaves was probably back when Stallion was fucking relevant.
In that same vein, I want to play something for, well, from B-Man to the blonde hair gel product.
You're the lamest kiss for ass. I'm a
dead. You know the best epic rap battle ever. I digress. But here's the thing. Strangleheart wants to talk about what I know about Woo and what I don't know about Woo. Here's the thing. I am part of certain companies, okay? So I am in tune with Wrestling Unstoppable. That's not the point. The point is I came back here just to have fun and to wrestle and to kick some ass, take some names, and just piss people off, which is what I've been doing.
What you been doing?
I've been pissed off a fair few people.
Hey, B-Man.
Yeah.
B-Man. I want you to know, I was, you know, ever since the beginning of the show when I heard that you got jumped, I was putting my feelers out. I had my spiders come back, my birds talk to me. And I want you to know one thing. It sounds like it was a BOV hit. And that, well, you're right about the clubhouse. I don't know who it was. My money's on B666 or BDD, but you don't know for sure. And the way that Lord Amadeus was being nice last weekend to BDD lends that it was a BOV hit.
Oh, yeah.
So I want you to know that I will be saying this live on air that I think it's a BOV hit.
Yes. Well, like I said, I'll be attending because I'm pretty. Does Big Daddy Demon's got a show tomorrow? Yes. Yes or no?
Tonight or tomorrow? I don't know for sure.
All right. Well, if he does, I will be personally going to that man's radio show, and I'll be calling him or his. His fucking, what is he, his fucking son-in-law, is that right? Son-in-law?
Yeah, Beast is a son-in-law, because, you know, Tazzy.
Yeah, Tazzy, or whatever. If it was Beast, then, dude, you get way too offended over me calling you Steve Urkel. I'm just saying. And if it was BDD, well, at least now BDD shows that Angel's not the only backstabbing bitch around here. So, just...
Ouch.
Well, hey, he called Angel a backstabbing bitch, he's the bitch that jumped me from behind, so...
Well, it probably wasn't him. I mean, you know, you got blindsided, son. You should have been wary of your surroundings. That's what I heard.
I think it may have been... You know, after looking back at it, since I just now got the tape and I was kind of glancing, it kind of looks like, I don't know, kind of fits Outlaw's description.
I don't care. Like I said,
Outlaw turning for the BOV?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it could have been Outlaw, or it could have been just someone with his build, his shape, his, you know, Outlaw's got that little cowlick going on in the back of his head anyway, so.
That would not surprise me, B-Man. I don't think Outlaw has ever really liked you. He tolerates you.
Yes, B-Man, you're in the same group as me on that.
I don't care who it is. I'm going there because they're just not going to enjoy their night afterwards. I'm just telling you. But, anyways,
so you're going to be there tomorrow night to talk about it, right?
Yeah, I'll be there tomorrow night, and I'll talk about it, and... Like I said, if I find out it was a member of BOV, well, like I said, I'm going to burn that fucking clubhouse to the ground. Just fair warning. But, let's see. We've got 22 minutes left remaining in the show. So, what else has been going on in Unstoppable, guys? Because, like I said, I talked about the RAWF pay-per-view. Count's got his new sex slave. Oh, sorry, I just meant slave. sorry, Count, I didn't mean to let that slip out of the bag. My bad.
I ain't doing you by damn sight. I'm going to get medieval on your ass.
No worries,
oh,
homie.
Oh, my God. That was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
But I gotta say, you know, me and Outlaw went a little too far last Wednesday, and I want to publicly apologize to Leia Dreamwolf for my actions and how grotesque and atrocious I feel I went over the line.
Can you go into that? Because, like, Tank sort of, like, fucking cut you off mid-sentence when you went into the whole branding thing. What the fuck's that all about?
Well, I'm just gonna mute the mother of, you know. This sounds. Sorry, Tank. I just don't want to be second guessed. So what happened was, well, I had her in the backyard. I needed her to sort through my compost bin. There was some metal that was not supposed to be there. I'm a proud environmentalist. I feel like being green is the best way, and I want to recycle my metal and get it out of the compost bin. Well, she was a slave, so I, you know, after doing the first little bit, I told her she had to jump in because, you know, it was, you have to get, you know, be in it. And she started saying no, and, well, King Outlaw didn't appreciate it. I didn't appreciate it. And things quickly escalated. Yeah, so I branded the initials POC on her left ass cheek. And when she still did not scream, because I made an offhand comment about screaming, that King Outlaw clung to. That was beautiful. He's like, you know, it was brutal. And I felt, at the time, it was invigorating. But after the fact, I feel like it was too far. It was ungentlemanly. I feel like I have sullied my good name, and so
yeah, you pissed off John, man. He's like in the chat verbally fucking abusing you right now.
So I know he is. Like, I can feel his scorn. See, I want to say publicly, I feel really strongly, and I hear that she has some forgotten memories, and if she ever needs to know, I will help her out remembering something. I see her in a whole new light after recent events.
Yeah, and apparently, according to her sister, you almost killed her with silver poisoning. So.
Well, she is a werewolf, I've heard, so why not chain her up and shackle her with silver? It seemed fitting. But
it sounds like a fucking raunchy thing of great, like of the fucking, what's that fucking movie that's out now, 50 Shades or whatever it's called?
50 Shades of I Shackled Your Mother, B-Man, okay? That's what happened.
Oh, dear.
I know, I'm sorry, homie. I couldn't resist that one.
I'm a firm believer in payback is a bitch. So, on that note, Judge would like to bring up some comedy that was done that my manager will be doing. So I thought, why don't we all take a trip back in time to when Judgment did some amazing comedy of his own. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy.
I'm fighting this. Does that taste different? I'm fighting this. Does that taste different? His mouth was warm.
Please, mute. Please.
I'm fighting this.
For the love of God, mute.
No, you can't do that. Does that taste different? All I gotta say is, you know, it's good when your toes curl.
Yes. I love you, Judgy. I really did it. I love you, Judgy.
His mouth was warm. Oh, fuck.
What?
I'm on mute, so they don't hear. I'm fighting this. Does that taste different?
Please mute. Please. For the love of God, mute.
Oh, damn. I gotta get a new... Okay, note to myself right now to go get a new headset with a mute button that works. Does that taste different? He is so embarrassed right now. He is not even... Actually, he's brushing his teeth. Let me just say...
There you go, Judge. Just for you. Oh, God, I've embarrassed him that much. He's gone silent.
I think you've stunned him.
Asshole. shit. No, but it's still today one of the most famous moments in all of radio history. Ah, shit. Ah, damn. But we've got 15 minutes left in the show, so, well, we'll talk about this last thing, and then we'll start getting promotions, yeah? Well, like, Count, I'm surprised you're still here. I thought you would have been, like, you know, going and training Miss Dreamwolf for more tasks or something.
Well, I've enjoyed the radio so much, I told her she's going to have to wait a little bit, and she's, you know, just quaking with anticipation. I know she is.
Dude,
I have many
really
things to enlighten her.
You've really pissed John off. I've never seen John this pissed off. He's like, I was
well, I did tell him on Saturday that I was going to commit the rite of prima nocta, and, well, I won the match. I'm not saying anything. I'm just, well, saying.
Well, this is the most trash talk I've seen John do, and, like, it's actually really good trash talk, because it's, like, right here. I will send you into the nine circles of hell for your actions, Count. Scratch that. I don't want shit. Stop fucking writing, people. I'm trying to read here, assholes.
Stop
I don't see you as a Count. All I see... Why, you fuckers? I lose track of shit! Thanks, ass. What? Oh, fucking lost the track. All I see of the one who calls himself Count Zravenok is dead.
Is that so? That's the case. That's the case. I'm a dead.
No, hell no. Was that Crushing Kelly I just saw leaving the fucking ship? Where did she? Oh shit. Count, look at your title real quick.
What's going on with my title? Whoa. What's going on?
Okay. There are fucking huge claw marks in your fucking title.
What the? You will pay for every... No, that's like... That is... A title based on Xanthar the Platinum Dragon. You are besmirching not only myself, not only your brother who failed at obtaining it, you are besmirching Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Crushing Kelly. You have erred. That is a title of repute. You will...
Crushing Kelly just fucking... just really fucked up that title. That's not cool at all.
I will.
You're making this guy
be right
now.
Back.
Only thing I've got for that is
damn! God damn! Damn!
Shit. Yeah, what you done, Kelly? You just absolutely fucked up our studio. Well, actually, no. Damn it. Now we just got a pissed off Helen's Rafe knock. Man, this is not going to go well. At all. Oh, shit. Alright, guys. Tune in next week for Keeping the Count, as we'll be bringing you some more shenanigans, as we always do.
We're not done just yet. We still have promotional, buddy. I'm offering her a mercy. Yeah, her... So do you have a company you would like to promote, B-Man?
I'm going to promote three companies, guys, because these are companies that you really need to get into. Yes, do go into Cajun Swamp Wrestling. It is a good company. Personally, I just want you all to join to say you can watch me bitch smack Bubbles back down to her rightful place. then we've got RAWF. Even though it is a place where you get assaulted backstage, it is still a good place to go into if you're into fight tough competition and great storylines. And then, of course, one that needs no introduction, but I'll give it to her anyways, is Graveyard Wrestling, run by living dead girl Queen Steffers, who, well, is mighty fine. I'm just going to put it like that. Got tough competition in there too, guys. And once again, very tough roster. So get in there, check those three companies out, and have fun. What about you, Count? Obviously, you've got some things to promote other than your slave girl, Leia Dreamwolf.
I would like to promote the fact that my title now needs to be reforged because it just got smoked, I don't even know, melted by with a blowtorch. I am speechless about that. I will be in communication with Lord Amadeus promptly. But as to being a consummate businessman, I will promote two companies. There's Game of Thrones, ran by Stash. I lost my Stash, obviously. And Huntress Rose is the real workhorse behind the company. And it's all based on lovely the books and TV show of Game of Thrones. And it is always a worthwhile time. Now, you didn't promote Graveyard Wrestling, did you? B-Man?
I believe I just did. But you're more welcome to re-promote it, because we know that you're upset with...
As the ex-boyfriend of Queen Steffers, I must find it in my heart to promote Graveyard Wrestling. She is one of the owners, and it is a lovely company. They have many titles, many divisions. It's some great times. I have held many the Graveyard Heavyweight title, the unconfirmed, I was John Doe champion. They have some fucked up, like, Graveyard-like names for their titles. It fits perfect. And just like when John said, I'm a dead man, well, go to Graveyard Wrestling, and maybe you can win a few dead man titles.
Indeed. All right, well, let's bring this woman on, the mother of the woman that just did the most...
I didn't think she was going to burn it. I just thought she was going to, you know, like... I didn't think she'd burn it.
Well,
thank you, Lord Amadeus. I see Lord Amadeus has arrived. And yes, Lord Amadeus, we must talk now. That title... It represents the memory of Xanthor, the Platinum Dragon. That is why it's named after. Its namesake is being besmirched by this upstart simpleton.
Yes, and I would like to say right now that the actions of Crushing Kelly do not hold the views of those at Keeping the Count. Thank you.
Yeah, Keeping the Count no longer support nor endorse her actions.
We're that furious about it that Crushing Kelly isn't even going to get on air to promote her shit.
Yeah, I would promote Hounds of Justice, but I think Hounds of Justice is from now on stricken from the radio. I will never promote her. Or on this show, if you promote Hounds of Justice, I will mute you and boot you. This is just in.
Sibley's saying that she'll beat her up for a price, but...
We will talk, Sib. I pay nicely. Just ask the Russian. I pay nicely.
All right, but Tank, back to you. Do you have anything that you would like to promote besides Canada?
Well, besides Canada. Yay, Canada. Saturday night, RAWF after party, 10 p.m. Eastern. Be there.
That's it.
Hello?
You don't want to talk about the Maple Leafs or the Red Wings or whatever, but anyways.
Okay. Oh, fuck the Toronto Maple Leafs. They suck ass. Come on, now.
I want to promote the Buffalo Sabres. They are going to win next year, I tell you what.
I love you, Shell.
Well, Shell doesn't necessarily make the smartest decisions. Look who she's married to. But anyways.
Well, see, and on that note, I think it's time to play our outro music and take us in to the after party.
Oh, Amadeus is pissed.
Oh, he is pissed. Hold up. Wait, it's like breaking news. There's a price to be paid by many of us.
For several of you, tomorrow on After Hours. Oh, this is going to be fun.
I hope Crushing Kelly enjoys the punishment that Lord Amadeus inflicts upon her. And hey, if I'm to be punished as well, I'll take it like a man. You don't destroy my title like that.
Yeah? Really? So it was okay, everything you did to Leia, right? That was all right.
And Tanky, Tanky, I, so long and good. Bye.
Dumb to find it.
Holy fuck for that. Takes practice to get to aim. You have to sort of fucking eyeball it.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way to aim it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We've had a hell of a ride, but you thought we were riding to heaven. Well, I motherfucking lied. So crank that funky shit to 11.
Hey, man.
What's up, bro?
You're about Bojo?
The kid sucks.
Kid's trying to rap. He was in theater in high school.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. It was a him.
Holy shit.
Oh, fuck. Just shut up on this shit.
Shut up.
I can't do this shit. I can't
what?
Do this
shut
shit.
Up.
I can't fucking
dude,
do this. I
just
can't.
Shut up!
Photosynthetical, I want a botanical, and I'm kind of theoretical.
What?
Quantum mechanical,
what?
Alphabetical, a word puritanical, not a hypothetical. I rule tyrannical. Tyrannical, sore, it's racks. Fuck the system, solar plex. Us, the Lone Star tech sucks. Yeah, too smart to be sex sucks. Hey, slow it down, the shit's too quick. Fuck it, stick with it. The kid is too sick to quit. Haters, suck my dick. Handle the candle, lick the whip, no stop. You're better than that. Come on, male definition, there's a letter in that. Spell male, then repeat the second letter in that. A, if you gotta go, don't letter in that. I said I got a green light, Jay Gatsby, and no leaking, just for Maxi. So leak my tracks, they're tax-free, and that's the way it should be if you ask me. Take this music, choose it, use it, fuse it, abuse it, lose it. Some of you like it sweet, but if it's just me, then me, let's ride the beat. Fucking in a bucket, my stomach is gonna upchuck. Texas Ranger, no walker, get up, Chuck. Pixar's dicks are slick, cause they fucked up. What a fucked up, suck up, suck up. Say this shit is crap. Some white kid trying to rap because I'm willing to quit.
Just kidding, the kid will keep killing this shit.
We've had a hell of a ride, but you thought we were riding to heaven. Well, I motherfucking lied, so crank that funky shit to 11. We've had a hell of a ride, but you thought we were riding to heaven. Heaven, I motherfucking lied, so crank that funky. The miracle aftermath is in part due to the fact that rap's elastic addict act is missing. Too smart to be dismissed. Hey, miss heartbeat, miss the fist. Kids can't cut it to the dry wrist. Shit, you got nothing on me. I'm a nihilist. Come on, Bo. Flow, blow like the wind. Go, flow like the wind. Blow, blowing out the window. Amnesty, amnesia. I remember a window in Indonesia. Pleased to meet ya. I don't believe in Jesus. Jesus, please don't sneeze you. Jesus, please it. Just what I believe in. Not Jesus. It's Jesus, right? Not like this. Or am I a right guy? Rhyme too tight and it's making you fight mine. Right by Lord of the Rings, man, I'm a token white guy. Too dense, gotta rewind it. Hate my brain, but too sane to mind it. The meaning's there, but as a rule of thumb, just hum if you're too dumb to find it. We've had a hell of a ride, but you thought we were riding to heaven. Well, I motherfucking lied, so crank that funky shit to 11.
Fucking shit to 11, baby. We had a hell of a ride.
Alrighty, and here we are, guys. We are in the after party. Welcome to Keeping the Count. With the after party, I'm co-host, of course, Mozzie B-Man, and we've got the host, Count Rafnok, here. He's just busy getting his shoes shined by Lady Dream at the moment.
Yeah, my shoes are shined, but my belt is broken.
You asked
what do you
for
do?
It.
Yes. All right, guys. Well, we're in the after party now, and we've been joined by Lord Amadeus. You there, Amadeus?
Kind of. I gotta talk softly.
Shh. Soft kitty.
Are you hungover?
No, but there's someone else sleeping in the next room, and if I wake them, I'll be a dead man. But that's beside the point.
Yeah, we don't want a wake up show. Don't worry, Lord Amadeus. So, B-Man has accused you, and your wife, of, you know, ordering a bounty on his head, thereby making him not appear in his match with you. How do you respond to these claims?
We're in the after party, so we're OOC here, right?
Oh, we could be, so. You can explain these at a later time.
Dude, it doesn't really, okay. I'm an old school fucking radio host, and I honestly believe that, like, from, like, the hour and a half is our fucking show time, okay? After hours, like, is when we can all just go fucking, yeah, woohoo, we had a fucking awesome time.
That was actually a pretty good show, B-Man, except for, of course, Strangleheart. I could have done without that.
Yeah,
that
we really had both of us hurt. It did hurt.
I could have, too. As soon as I saw his fucking name on the call, I'm like, oh, get fucked.
I took him to the green room. I was like, who's this? It's Strangleheart. I'm like, oh, goody.
When you bitched about, like, what do I know about wrestling, like, instantly my OOC mind kicked in. I'm like, well, motherfucker, I was commentating for a wrestling company. I did commentary for a wrestling company. And I've seen all the backstage politics that happened as well. So I know a lot more about the wrestling business than you do. But I had to remember to stay in character. I'm just like, well, I've been fucking wrestling for a long time, so fuck you. But I am looking forward to your show tomorrow, Amadeus. It's going to be quite interesting.
Oh, yes, I'm getting ideas as we speak. Yes, it's going to be fun.
I give a fuck. We're in the after hours, so I don't give a shit. But, yeah, no, I had to go down that angle because the off-scene manager had stuff going on. I had to go down that road, heal it up a little bit, and be like, some motherfucker jump me from behind. So, but it'll be good. It'll lead to two good feuds, me and you continuing on Amadeus, and whoever wants to fucking jump in on it, like either B666 or Big Daddy Demented. I don't care who. It'll be me versus Steve Urkel or me versus Optimus Prime. Either one, I don't care.
Optimus Prime.
I would like to take on Dastardly Duck.
Dastardly Duck. Fuck, I haven't heard that one in ages. It was a really good show. Thanks to Judge for coming in and helping out as well.
No, it was fun. I was not expecting to be here so long.
Yeah, no, that's what I said. Like, when you fucking, like, stayed past 10 minutes, I'm like, okay, obviously Count's staying for the whole show.
Expecting to be gone before the show started, and things have been delayed, so I'm still here.
Look, I'm gonna get going, so you guys can continue the after party if you want, but I'm gonna get going. Just due to the fact it's like fucking 3:30 in the afternoon here, and I haven't fucking eaten, so I want to go get some food. I'm hungry.
You go get some food, man. I'll talk to you later.
Alright. Actually, if I close this, it'll end the after party, won't it?
I'm watching the destruction of a family in the chat, and it's fitting. But in the after party, I think it was a great show. I'm glad to stay here the whole time. Judgment made my night with some fun. I was not expecting him to bring up the manager stand up shit.
He went there, man.
When he asked the question, I forgot what he was talking about.
I fucking lost it. I was like, oh, dude, why the fuck are you bringing it up now? I'm trying to stay in character, and he went there. I'm like, fuck you, Judge. All right, fine, I'll go here.
Judgment is good for that. It's a mess for you.
But yes. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to call this show after show a wrap up. Tune in next week for the for keeping the count with Counts Ravenock and myself. And,
it is open mic night.
Yes.
It's a birthday present to Angel of Death. It is her birthday. So I have decided that this open mic night, there will be a special stipulation. It will be if you sing a song that has Angel in the title and or the chorus, I will give you 50K wrestling, not wrestling bucks, 50K wrestling coins. Coins, ladies. 50K. And at this moment in time, I've lost everybody because they're all dropping on me like flies. So, arrivederci.
Yes.